When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. This is your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z, and to my motherfucking right. Well, my left this time. Left, you might notice that we're not in our fucking studio. To my motherfucking left, 6'3, 175 pounds. It is your boy Austin the Pipe Layers, son.
That's right.
Y'all know him. And thank you to everybody watching in the motherfucking in the chat. You know, if you guys want to see these things done live, go on the fucking TikTok, bro. We got so many people here. Yo, we're live from a haunted forest, bro. And if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast on YouTube, bro. If y'all want us to talk about any spooky shit in the fucking chat, put it in the fucking chat, bro. So right now, so we got, okay, let's take it back a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So me and Austin came together. This is going to be the Halloween episode, by the way. This is going to drop, I think, what, the day before or the day after?
Before.
Okay, so the day before Halloween, this is going to drop, right? So we're like, okay, we got to get some spooky shit going. Who's the little girl behind the tree? Yo, can everybody chill the fuck out with that shit, bro? It is wild over here. By the way, okay, so before I get into that, well, okay, yeah, let's talk about this real quick, right? So we're like, okay, we got to do some spooky shit, right? So we had some people, like, we texted some people, whatever. We were like, yo, recommend us some, like, spooky shit. Something that, like, some catastrophic shit happened, some demonic, something like that, right? So we got recommended this forest that, like, a bunch of demonic shit, like, happened, and we're like, oh, hell yeah, let's go. Drop the location. So here we are. We traveled all this way. We brought a fucking generator right here just in case we fucking get lost or something. So we got the generator. We got the whole podcast equipment. We got a fire going, by the way. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Some real man shit. You know what I'm saying? And then so, right. We're here.
We're here to attract all the demons with all our equipment, all our lights. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Yeah, so we got recommended this spot. It's a fucking, like, forest thing. There's nearby, like, little farms and shit. So maybe if y'all see, like, a little... There's a light right here. This is a far away farm. Y'all might hear some animals. So we've been here for probably, what, like, an hour and a half? We've heard all kinds of noises, scary, bro. So we're kind of fucking here. We're the Bible for protection, for real. Diddy gonna come out and get y'all dead ass, probably, dude.
Oh my god.
Yo, what's up, everybody in the chat, bro? Thank you for everybody for being here, dude. If y'all want us to talk about some spooky ass shit, dude, put it in the fucking chat and make sure y'all spam the fuck out of the likes, bro. All right, here we go. So, So they told us, they were like, yo, this forest, like, people did, like, a bunch of rituals in here. So we're deadass in the center of the ritualistic, like, practice area. And I promise you, it looks like the fucking movies, bro. So I can't really turn the camera, really. I can, but I'm going to fuck up my whole setup. But basically, we're surrounded by, like, it's like a circle of trees. And in the middle of this circle, it's, like, barren. There's no trees. No trees grow, like, on this specific area. So it's pretty fucking weird, pretty fucking creepy. But there's one tree in the center. Literally one tree right here, just right growing there. Right here. It's like a little dead one, though. It's small.
There's no leaves on it.
No leaves on it, and it's dead. It is the creepiest shit that you could think of, bro. I'm probably, dude, it doesn't get any fucking realer than this. So if y'all see anything hop up behind us, bro, put it in the chat like, yo, there's a fucking ghost behind y'all. Something's walking. I don't know, bro. It's going to get fucking crazy. I'm excited, though. This is the vibes I look for, dude. I look for the fucking thrill, bro. I'm into this kind of shit, you know?
You gotta convince me to do this, cause I'm not this type of dude. I don't like going to scary places or nothing like that. I've never gone to Netherworld, and I don't plan on going to Netherworld.
Dude, we gotta go, dude. Probably
when
like
they
2 weeks.
I think
the second week of November, bro. They close. Somebody fact check us in the chat, bro. And if y'all haven't followed at N85 Podcast, make sure I hit that fucking follow button, bro. I said, bro, baby. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I had to convince this man. So I came with him to the idea. I was like, bro, haunted shit. Hear me out. Halloween. And this man said, no, bro.
Nah, I'm good.
And now here we are. It's like one of those cuts that was like, nope, never going. Boom, here we are. So, what are we going to get into first?
Should we just get my spooky basket out the way?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, I'm sorry to tell you guys, it's not really much of an update just because my date is tomorrow and we're recording this on a Friday. I have a date tomorrow. Saturday, I'm going to take her to the Buford Corn Maze.
Ooh.
Suggestion by Mr. Anthony over here.
You cannot go wrong with the corn maze, bro. It has a little bit of everything.
I've been to like one pumpkin patch my whole life, and it's always been with my family. So
yeah, so dude, they have like the pumpkins, they have the funnel cakes, bro. You gotta get the funnel cakes, brother. Okay. They got like the little bit of like animals there. If they still have it like how I think they have it.
I heard the hay rides are pretty fun.
Yeah, the hay rides. Yeah. They got the spooky fucking haunted forest, so that's awesome. And then they also have the corn maze. So you got a little bit of everything. You got adventurous, you got fun, laughs, scary shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but you gotta toughen up, brother. You can't let her know that. you can't let her know you're scared.
Right. So I'm going to go see her tomorrow, right? So what I did, I got another little surprise for her, you know what I'm saying? I got a little spooky basket made type shit. Now, when I was thinking of what to get for her for the spooky basket, I didn't have any idea because I never made one myself ever. The single life or whatever.
Oh, hell no. So, can we get a wah, wah, wah?
Is that going to work?
Yeah, no, I hit it. So I guess the people that are listening can hear it. We can't even hear it.
Yeah,
so it's kind of sucks.
Yeah, headsets on. But, So I went out to look out for some recommendations from, like, you know, some professionals, for professionals' help. But they weren't available, so I had to get Natalie. So I got Natalie.
Shout out, Nat.
Shout out, Nat. Appreciate the help, Nat. Nat said, she said, get her some blankets, get her a candle, get her a mug, some socks, pajamas, Halloween festive type shit.
Hell yeah. You can't go wrong with those, brother.
So that's what I did. So I got her a mug. It's like a skeleton mug, Halloween vibes type shit. I got her some Halloween socks. I got her a candle. It's like a pumpkin-shaped candle. She has a dog, and she loves her dog. And I got the dog some dog treats, a doggy toy.
I added another
stuffed animal for the girl herself. And I put a little gag gift in there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like a little inside joke type.
Tell me about the joke, brother. I want to laugh.
Okay, well, the gift are the chapsticks.
Okay. Hey, can't go wrong with the chapstick,
you know what
brother.
I'm
it's cold season, it's brother. We gotta get out here.
It's a gag gift. So the joke is our first kiss was on top of Stone Mountain, and our lips were.
Oh, dude, y'all about to start a fire
we're
bro.
Making firecrackers.
All you heard was.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. So I'm hoping she'll laugh. Once she gets it, I'm gonna ask for one because it's a 3-pack of one. I'm like, yo, let me get one because I do need a chapstick.
Bro, that's hilarious.
But, yeah, it's I just need help to make it look nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Spiderwebs vibes. Get that cotton, stretch it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need to get some cotton, spiderwebs, some fake spiders.
Yeah.
Ones,
so
it don't matter.
Another thing is the delivery, brother. How are you gonna? Oh. What's the delivery looking like?
Okay,
have you thought about that?
I love to do things at the end. You know,
I knew it,
end,
bro.
You know
this motherfucker, bro.
At the end. I got to do it at the end. What's it called? So I don't know how the layout is over there, like at the parking lot.
We got somebody say, y'all some fine Mexicans.
Oh, appreciate it. First
thank
time
you. I'm married,
right,
brother.
Bro. I'm being called Salvadorian. no hate, but, you know, I'm full of Mexican.
Okay,
but,
so what were you saying?
I don't know, like, the layout, like the Buford Corn Maze parking lot.
So
like,
it's just gravel parking lot, brother. Gravel parking lot, and then you just walk right in. Like, it's like a little, it's right there with it, right there.
Okay,
bro.
So I'm going to try to, like, park next to it, like, you know, close by type shit.
Right.
Know, try to have, like, a really nice day or whatever, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, see you later. And be like, oh, wait. What's this? What's this quarter pounder cheese the one in my pocket? You know
bro.
Just whip it out. Like, I'm going to just go to my backseat. And the thing is, my car is like, it's a fishbowl. You can see everything inside of it. So the first time when I got her flowers, I had to put like a hoodie over. So that's probably what I'm going to do again. I'm going to put like a little hoodie over my the spooky basket that way. And maybe I'll try to catch her off, like, maybe, like, she's not looking at me or whatever. Try to catch her off guard and just, like, just...
Be like, oh, shit, what is that? and then just pull it out, bro.
Oh, yeah, and just see. And I'm just going to really try to focus on her reaction. I really want to
see. No, you should... Oh, look. I got it. Perfect right here, bro. Put something in the trunk, like a hoodie or something.
Okay.
And then pop it open, right? Make sure you clean your trunk, brother, by the way.
Dude.
You got tools and shit?
I got hella
cable. Your hard hat? Oh,
dude.
Shit, bro.
I got hella cable to freaking... I was supposed to, like, what do you call it? Exchange it for money. You know
hell
what I'm
yeah.
Scrap it. Dude, it's just full with cable right now.
Well, but, okay. So, in theory, right?
Uh-huh.
So, have, like, a hoodie back there and be like, oh, I might get cold. Can you get my hoodie for me real quick in the back? Like,
yo, that's,
and then,
yeah,
and
that's
yeah,
smart.
Exactly. So, you pop it open. She's back there getting... So, while she's back there, you uncover that shit. Boom. And then when she's like, she pops over her head, she's like, I don't see it. Psych. You fucking die, bro.
No, but it should, yeah. I mean, it should be like right there, though. Like, as soon as she opens it, boom.
Oh, or that too? Oh, yeah, so like, that's what you thought I was saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, so that works too. That works.
It and it just boom.
Okay, now let's think logistically here, brother. You're pretty kind of wild driver, Vin Diesel over here.
Whoa.
So you go boom, boom, then bitches are everywhere. So she's gonna pop it open.
Okay, okay,
there's gonna be a candle turned sideways, bro.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah,
nah,
yeah,
bro, please.
I gotta figure out a way to make
is
it.
Is that L or W move, chat? What are we saying, bro?
I mean, yeah, I could probably just
I think mine, bro.
Like in the passenger seat, maybe like, yo, grab my something that's in the passenger seat. Opens it. No, but I do like the trunk, though. I think the trunk is really...
Something with the trunk. Something with the trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You could put it in there.
The thing that sucks is mine doesn't, like, pop up. Like, you have to open it, like, with your hands. Which is okay. I'm pretty sure she's strong, you know. She can open it or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
I really like that. I was not thinking of that, and I'm glad you said that. Because now the surprise can be even 10 times
better. Delivery, dude. Delivery has a lot to do with it, brother.
There you go.
Delivery has a lot to do with it. So yeah, that's that. Okay, so what are we gonna get into next? We got some spooky stories. You want to say those, or what are we saying?
Yeah, we can start with. You want to start with yours?
Yeah. Okay. So I got a motherfucking spooky story, brother. Since we're in the woods and shit, I got a good one for the woods. Let me tell you about something that happened in this town. A story that haunted everybody for a couple years. A group of us decided to go in one night, thinking we were brave enough to challenge the legends, which is the legends of these woods, right? It was a chilly autumn evening, and as we stepped beneath the thick canopy of trees, the atmosphere changed. The laughter we shared echoed nervously, quickly swallowed by the eerie rustle of leaves. We stumbled upon an old abandoned cabin, the kind that looks like it could tell a thousand stories. Of course, we couldn't resist going inside. Inside, it was dark, musty, and we found a dusty journal in the corner. It belonged to a girl who had vanished decades ago. Her last entry sent chills down my spine. She wrote about a shadowy figure lurking in the trees, watching her night after night. That's when things took a turn. A sudden bone-chilling breeze swept through the cabin, snuffing out our flashlights. Panic took over as we fumbled in the dark. The whispers started then, soft at first, like distant voices calling for help. But as they grew louder, I felt a dread settle over us. We bolted outside, desperate to escape, but the woods had transformed. The path we'd taken had vanished, replaced by a maze of twisted branches and thick fog. That's when we noticed Mark was missing. He lagged behind, and when we called for him, the forest seemed to absorb our voices.
No cap, Mark sounds like he's a fat kid. So that's probably why. That's probably why he got
he didn't have the fucking Nikes on, brother. Yeah. Come on, you gotta catch up with the rest of the people, bro. What are we saying, bro?
Sorry.
And then I saw it. A figure standing just beyond the trees. A girl, her face pale and eyes hollow. Help me. She whispered. A sound so chilling, it froze my blood. Mark, caught in her gaze, took a step forward. Mark, don't, we shouted, but it was too late. The figure smiled, but it was a twisted grin that sent a shiver down my spine. Join me, she hissed. And suddenly the ground shifted beneath him. I could see the fear in his eyes as he was pulled closer to her. We turned and ran, but the darkness closed in around us, shadows morphing into shapes that seemed to reach for us. One by one, the woods claimed over our friends. I remember the cries, each one a haunting echo that filled the night. When dawn finally broke, the forest was still. It was as if nothing had happened, just another morning in a place where time stood still. The cabin was empty, waiting for the next group of curious souls. The spirit of the woods remained, always watching, always hungry for more. And that's why, to this day, I won't go near those woods again. Some stories are best left untold, and some places should never be entered. And here we are, in those very same fucking woods, brother. What are we fucking saying, chat, bro?
Let's hear with all that.
Who does it? Who does it other than N85, brother?
We got and we got the fucking the Modelo's going. I'm not gonna show it because then fucking TikTok's gonna take us down.
What y'all think about that fucking story, bro? Pretty fucking insane, right?
That's one of the things I'm like most scared about when they're just like pale, long hair. Like,
I know, just, like, bro. Now for me, what I think about, dude, what I think about is like every single ground has a story. Like even right here, like I was wondering why y'all were outside. So yeah, if y'all just tuned in. So for the spooky episode, we decided to go to a fucking haunted forest, bro. We're inside a haunted location. We got a generator. We got portable Wi-Fi. We got everything, bro. We put so much work into like setting this shit up, bro. It's insane. But we do it for the fucking viewers, bro. I think about like the history that each like ground has. All the ground that you walk on, even like in the city and shit like that, has a story to be told, which was like, you know, battlegrounds, you know, people killing each other. But it goes even fucking deeper. Think about like the woods and shit like that. How much shit has happened, even when like people first settled here, like, you know, like I think about up in the north, like the Blair Witch Trials and shit. Like people performed a bunch I've of like
I know there's like a movie about that, right? But you know, I don't watch it because I'm too busy or whatever.
There's movies. There's like,
I'd like if you could tell me something about it because I don't know anything about that. I've always heard. Like, is it? It's not like a real witch, is it? Or
well,
what is it about?
Okay, so according to legend, right, the Blair Witch Trials, like, it was just a whole bunch of people. It depends how you see it. It was a whole bunch of people accusing other people of being like witches and like wizards and shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
It's like back in the day.
Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I forget when, probably like the 1800s type shit. Back in the day, for real, bro. Before our kind were around. You know what I'm saying? You know, there was like word around like, you know, that town, like Salem is a town. That there had been witchcraft, you know, being practiced and shit. So one person would accuse another person and be like, no, this person's a witch. So now this is where it gets all fucking backwards and crazy, right? So what they would do to prove if you were a witch was that they would like basically drown you. They would throw you into like a lake and shit. And I think that they would like tie like bricks
like
through you or something.
And shit like that, yeah.
Yeah. So then if you would sink, that means that you were human.
Innocent, yeah.
Yeah. And if you floated up, that means you're a fucking witch. So you're damned if you do it. And anyway, if you're a witch, they'll fucking hang you after, bro. So basically, you get accused, you're fucking dead, bro. It's over with, bro. We need another podcast with Chop and his homeboy. That was my brother. In the woods with it, bro. We're in the woods. We're in a haunted forest. Not just any fucking woods, bro. And if y'all hit that fucking like button, bro, because this might be our last motherfucking day, bro. Please.
Yes,
send us some money, bro, please. It might be our fucking last day. I'm just kidding, though. But yeah, that's the type of shit that I think about, bro. Like, And even, let's take it a step further, bro. Like, back in the day, like, there's motherfucking dinosaurs roaming around these woods and shit. Like, dude, I don't know. I love history. I love, like, even, like I said, like, the ground that you walk on. Like, the history
that's
that it has.
Like, it's crazy because there's probably things that have happened that we don't even know about.
Exactly,
you know,
like some tribes and shit.
Recorded or anything.
Like tribes, people get sacrificed. Like, where did those souls go? And that goes into a whole deeper
chill
fucking story of like souls. Like,
chill with
let me ask before you get into your story, right?
Yeah.
What do you think a soul is? Like, without getting like, I guess, religious and shit. You know what I'm saying? What is that like energy? Is that just something you're kind of born with?
Like
what
an entity.
Almost like what happens when you die type shit. Because
yeah,
like, imagine like all the people that's what I'm leaning at with this. All the people that died in this forest, like
where did they go?
Where are they? Where's the energy that was in their mind that, like, you know, controlled them, that made them do everything, that made them say words and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You think people have a choice, like, when they die? Like, you think, like, they just float away? Or you think, like, you know what? I died, like, they fucked me up. I'm gonna just stay here and fuck them over, like, the rest of their lives.
The thing is that, like, if that were the case, wouldn't they be just fucking with everybody? Wouldn't they be fucking with everything? You know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe, like, this is what I think about.
Petty, right? They're probably, like, you fucked me over. I'm gonna terrorize you the rest of just you only, you know?
That's true, but there's, like, fucked up people. Like, you know, like, I'm saying, like, some people that, like, just like to see others get harmed, right?
Right.
Now, when they die, don't you think they would just go fucking door to door, like just terrorizing
True.
Everything?
I just thought about this too, like your loved ones. Like, wouldn't they come back and visit you type shit?
Yeah.
You know,
like,
I mean,
they'd give you some signs, like a heart type shit.
Or, yeah, type shit.
Yeah, and like, I always think, like, if I were to die, right? Well, not me, but I'm saying, like, if I were, like, the dead people, like, I'd go to, like, the... Like, say, like, the finest fucking person that you know, and I just go, well, like, just hang out with them, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, well, damn, she kind of nice. Right now,
but it's okay.
but, yeah. All right, Austin, let's get into your motherfucking story. This man got a long-ass story. Well, let me talk to the chat real quick. But, okay, nobody's saying shit in the chat. Okay, never mind. go back.
Yeah, this one's called Bright Eyes. Bright Eyes. I didn't want to move to a new place. All of my toys were in boxes, and we didn't have any TV. Mom told me to play outside, but she was always busy, and Dad was at work. There weren't any kids around there anyway. Anyway, Mom told me to explore the house, but I didn't like to. The house was empty except for boxes. The basement was dark, and the attic was dark too, and I didn't like the funny smell in there either. The old people left some treasures in the house, and those were fun. I found some shiny spikes that Mom called jacks. She said they were for a game, but I need a ball to play. Oh, jacks, you know that ball? The ball
game. Yeah.
I couldn't find a ball, but the jacks were fun to spin like tops. I found an old teddy in the attic too when I went up there with Dad. It's missing. This is written by a child. These were small ass sentences. It's missing an eye and it has a big smile. I didn't tell Dad about it because he doesn't like dirty toys. He threw away blanket after it was old. He never told me that, but I know he did. The forest was fun to play in, but Mom said not to go too far. Ooh, better listen to Mom.
For real.
I found a little house that looked like Dad's old shed. It had leaves and stuff growing all over it, and it looked all broken and really old. There was a little window with bars on it, and I didn't like it. I stayed away from the house because I didn't think there was, any treasure in there. Sometimes I threw a rock at the house. I thought it might break it, but it was still pretty strong. I found frogs in the forest. They were hard to catch. I also saw other kids in the woods, but they all hid behind the trees and watched me.
That's fucking creepy.
They didn't say anything, and I didn't like them watching me. They got closer and closer if I stayed too long in the forest. Ooh, they're wilding. At night, I heard noises. They made me very scared. I had to hide Teddy from Dad and Mom, so I kept him under the bed. But when the noises got louder, I would hold him tight, and he would make me feel better. The noises got really, real bad when it was really late. It was the kids in the forest crying. They got louder. I thought I heard something.
Dude, I thought I heard something too. Chat. I thought I heard something.
Hold on. Sorry.
I thought I heard something. Not gonna count.
They got louder when they were closest to the house. I never told Dad or Mom about them because grown-ups always think I'm dreaming when I'm not. I felt safe with Teddy anyway, so I didn't need to sleep in their room. I started to hear their voices one night. They were whispering real quiet outside, but I could hear them whispering. They were outside under my window, and they were looking up into my room. In the night, they glowed pale green like my star stickers, but brighter. I didn't like to look at them. They had holes instead of eyes. When they got louder, I held Teddy closer. They went away in the morning. One night, I heard Teddy talking. What the hell? He had a soft voice. I was crying because the whispers were getting louder. He told me it was going to be all right. He promised to keep me safe. In the morning when the children went back to hide in the forest, I talked to Teddy. Are you a good guy? I asked Teddy. I made sure Dad and Mom were busy so they didn't find us. I am a friend to children, little one. I am their guardian in the night from the wickedness of the bright eyes.
Oh, hell no.
I have protected many children from those creatures, and I will protect you too. Who are they? I asked Teddy. They want to take you away, little one. They want to hurt you. I am old and I am weak, but I can protect you for a while longer. I appear to children who need me. Those things aren't children. They hide what they really are inside the skin of children. I have fought them for such a long time, but they grow strong as I grow weak. Every night, Teddy would stay with me. The bright eyes came closer and closer, though. They would float up to the window and stare inside. They whispered their noises to me, and Teddy told me to shut my ears with my hands while he kept them from coming inside. He told me that he was getting weaker and that was why the child monsters tried to get me. One night, they got into the house. They came up the stairs and started scraping my door. We had to sit against the door to keep them from coming in. Their whispers were loud enough that I could hear them. They kept saying, come and play. Come and play.
Mm-mm.
Come. Come. Come and
play. Oh.
Yo.
So, y'all can't see this, but our fire just moved, bro.
I swear to God, it moved.
Our fire just moved.
Maybe
like,
those cameras over there got them.
Dude, if the cameras caught that, bro, we might have to hit an instant replay, bro.
Yo, chill.
This man said, come and play. That shit said, boom.
Let me make sure.
Right. Dude, like for everybody in the chat, I know he just said podcast in the woods is crazy, bro. We are on edge, brother. We can't see nothing behind us, right? So anything could be like lurking right here, like even in the cameras, it kind of looks like a little more lit up, bro. Here it's like pitch black, bro. Like it's kind of insane. Oh, the fire went out.
Oh, damn.
Hold up, I gotta move it because I think it can't breathe.
Oh. Oh, there you go. Hey, he brought it back. He brought
dude,
it back to
I
life.
Revived that motherfucking fire, bro.
All I needed was some ox.
Dude,
some oxygen.
What's up,
yo, that was crazy. How the fuck you do that?
I gotta breathe.
Okay, that made me feel better.
Yeah,
I feel safer now.
That shit was crazy, bro. Our fire went out. Like, it moved and then it went out, bro.
It
fully
over.
Out.
It
that's insane,
over.
Son.
Okay. Let me find my place. So, yeah. So, they were like, come and play. Teddy watched over me while I was sleeping. In the morning, Mom found me sleeping on the ground. She asked what was wrong, but I was afraid she would take Teddy away, so I couldn't tell. Teddy told me in the morning that he was too weak to protect me for much longer. He said that there was only one way to keep the bright eyes from hurting us. He said, there's a key in the basement. We need that key to keep us safe. I cannot go with you. They are strong in the darkness. They will sense me if I go down there, and they will take me from you. But they will not see you. They are asleep while the morning sun is up. I need you to go down and get the key. I don't want to go down there, Teddy, I told him, hugging him. What if they try to hurt me? I'm sorry, little one, but without that key, neither one of us will be safe for much longer. You can get the key, I cannot. How will I find it? I asked him. They will be guarding it. They know that with it, we can be safe from them. One of them will be holding it. You must take it without waking them. I will wait here for you. I didn't want to go down there, but I couldn't let them take Teddy away. I was scared, but I went down the stairs quietly. Teddy waited at the top watching me. He was quiet too, so he wouldn't wake them up. I found them in the corner of the basement, hiding behind a lot of boxes. They were glowing in the dark, and they were curled up together. They shook like they were cold, and they sounded like they were crying. I was afraid. They didn't see me. Their eyes were closed, like Teddy said. One of them was holding a string tied to the key. I sneaked after them, hiding behind the boxes. I wanted to cry without Teddy there with me. I got closer to them. I held my breath tight and was very quiet. I got very close and I reached out for the key when the one holding it opened its eyes. It looked at me. Its eyes were empty. I screamed, but I grabbed onto the key and turned around, pulling it away until the string broke. They all got up and started coming after me, yelling, no, stop. They chased me. I tripped on the stairs, and I heard them sliding up behind me like snakes. I got back up and ran up the stairs as fast as I could while they tried to grab my legs. I heard them on the other side. They were still yelling and hitting the door. I held the key tight. I looked down at it. It was black and plain like an old-fashioned kind. I didn't like how it looked. This guy doesn't like a lot of things.
For real.
Then I noticed that Teddy was gone. I called for him, but he didn't answer. I didn't know where he went. He said he would wait, but he was gone. I started crying. Dad found me when the bright eyes stopped making noises. He asked me what was wrong and why I yelled. I couldn't tell. I hid the key so he wouldn't find it. I knew that Teddy had to hide too. That was why he wasn't there. Dad was very angry. He told me not to yell except if it was an emergency. He told me that he found my Teddy and that he took it and threw it away. Yo, those grasshoppers are scaring me. I cried and told him I needed Teddy, but he didn't listen. He said he wouldn't get me a new one, but I didn't want a new Teddy. He said he would get me a new one, but I didn't want a new Teddy. I was afraid without him, and Dad wouldn't listen. I hid from Mom and Dad all day. They didn't know, but they couldn't help me. But Teddy came back at nighttime when I was in bed. I saw the door open, and I was afraid it was the bright eyes, but I saw that it was him. Teddy, you came back. Yes, little one. I will never leave you. Your father tried to take me away. He is being controlled by the bright eyes, but I was still strong enough to escape their power. We don't have much time. Did you get the key? Yes, I said. I got out of bed and showed him the key. You are very brave, little one, but you must be brave one more time. This time, I will not leave you. We must go into the forest. There is a place there where they cannot go. But I'm not allowed outside at night. If Mom and Dad find out, they might not let us be together anymore. I said this, but I felt bad because I was scared of going in the forest. After tonight, you will be safe, but we must go now before it's too late. I heard the bright eyes crying in the basement. They were hitting the door again. Please, little one, this is our only chance. Oh, please, little one, this is our only chance. You'll be with me the whole time? Yes, little one, I'll be with you until you're safe. We sneaked out the room. I held Teddy and the key tight. We went downstairs and had to go past the door to the basement before we could get outside. I saw the green light through the cracks and I ran. I heard the door open behind us when I got outside and I saw the bright eyes push their way out, crying and yelling, "No, stop, come and play." I ran into the forest. It was very cold. Teddy told me where to go. It was very dark, and I tripped a lot. The bright eyes kept coming, flying after us. I ran further and further, and I fell down and scraped my knee. I dropped Teddy. Teddy ran into the forest. "Wait, Teddy, don't leave me alone," I yelled. "This way, little one, follow my voice." I stood up and held the key. I ran after Teddy. He kept telling me where he was, and I ran after him. I kept crying. The bright eyes were so close behind, still making horrible sounds. "And here," Teddy said. I stopped and I saw that he was standing in the old forest house. The door was open. It looked much smaller in the dark. "I can protect you in here. You will be safe from the bright eyes, little one." I looked at Teddy with his wide grin. I smiled back, but I was scared. It was a very dark room. "Do we have to go in there?" Teddy looked sad. I felt bad for being scared. "If you don't hurry, they will find you. They will take you away. They will hurt you. I want to protect you, little one. You must come in here and shut the door. They can't come in here when I'm here to protect you." I turned around. The bright children with crooked faces were floating after us. Dark stuff dripped from their empty eyes. They were flying forward with outstretched hands, yelling, "No, come. Come and play." I ran into the house and shut the door. "Quickly now, lock it with the key before they can get in." I stood on the tiptoes to reach the lock and put the key in. I turned it as fast as I could. Right when I stopped, the children started hitting the door very hard, yelling at me. I dropped the key on the ground. "No, come and play." I ran away from the door to the corner of the room. I tripped and fell down the pile of hard, lumpy things. I turned around and saw Teddy walk to the door. He bent over and picked up the key. "Teddy, what's all this stuff on the ground?" I asked him. I was afraid because he was insane. The bright eyes were hitting the door, but it was locked and they couldn't get in, just like Teddy said. He walked toward me. I heard something rip and his button eye fell off and rolled on the ground. The front of his face began to rip and two glowing red holes appeared. They got real wide and bright and lit up his face. He smiled real big and his mouth began to rip open too. He made a sound like Grandpa used to make when he was sick. I cried. I ran away from Teddy and started to hit the door with my fist. It was locked up tight. Teddy's eyes got really bright and lit up the room like a nightlight. Two long, cracking arms with knives instead of hands came out of his mouth and began to scrape against the floor, pulling Teddy toward me. I crawled back to the corner. I fell on one of the lumpy things underneath me and hurt my hand. They were white and hard and had scratches all over them. There were lots and lots of them all over. "What are you doing, Teddy? Please, stop. You're frightening me," I cried as he came closer. The children were yelling to me from the darkness. They reached through the bars of the window. I finally knew what they were saying. They weren't saying, "Come and play." They were saying, "Run away."
Hey, bro. Yo,
Probably halfway through, I kind of figured it out. Like, Teddy was going to freaking
be
that
man,
motherfucker.
Teddy, bro.
That boy, Teddy.
As manipulative here. As these fucking Gwinnett men, bro. Fuck,
yo, bro.
Nah. See, that's the thing, bro. You can't be trusting these motherfucking These toys, bro.
I need to start reading again because them.
It's hard.
Them sentences were wild. First of all,
mm-hmm.
It was written by a child's point of view. So I was kind of stuttering there.
Yeah, bro. That's insane, bro. Like, hell no. I'm always scared, let's get this out the way. I feel more calm and more at peace with, like, being here and shit like that. Just because I don't believe in none of that. Like, I don't believe in none of the, like, spooky shit. So, okay. Like, bro, my heart rate right now is 65. Resting, bro. I could be asleep
right now.
How
much is, like, normal?
Normal? Like,
'cause that's resting, right?
Or is nah, that normal? That's really not resting. That's just regular. That's, like, just slightly below. Regular is, like, 70.
Okay.
And then, like, once you're, like, scared and shit like that, you'll probably be, like, at 90. This dude.
It's got a little beat going right now.
Yeah, nah, I don't believe in that shit. So, like, the thing is, but if my kid were to ever be doing some kind of shit like that, like the, you know, chilling in the corner, like, talking to somebody, like.
Talking to the stuffed animal?
Yeah, talking to the stuffed animal or looking at something.
Like, would you, like, play along? Or you'd be like, that's not real?
See, that's the thing. I don't know what to do, really. Because, like. Since I don't believe in it, that means I also don't believe in the fucking, like, remedies for that, the fucking exorcisms right. and shit, like the fucking sage cleaning and shit. No, I don't know.
Freak me out. Like, if they're, like, talking and I don't see nobody with them, I'm like, who are you talking to? And they'll be like, oh, it's just my imaginary friend.
Hell no.
I'll be
bro.
Like, yo, chill with all that. I'll call a priest. Like, I'll be like, yo, let me make sure everything's going all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what if they say, like, oh, now she's all good. Then what you doing?
This is what I'm doing, brother. They're still, like, with that imaginary.
Yeah, pressure. Yeah.
I'll believe them. I'll be like, all right. But, you know, I'll keep an eye out. I'll be like.
Keep an eye out, dude. Yeah. Now she can keep an eye on you while you sleep. This is what I'm doing, brother. You know, I love my daughter. I love my kid and shit like that. But, you know, I'm be like, hey, we're going on a nice field trip today. And, you know, we go up and we drive up north, you know, to, like, Blue Ridge and shit, like, deep in the mountains. And I'm going to just open up the door and be like, you're free. Go. And, you know, just let her go. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, just let her go?
Yeah. Just like, yo, like, you're free. Like, you know?
Your friend's gone now.
Yeah, your friend's over there. Yeah. And I'm gone, bro. Fuck that kid, bro. That kid's going to fucking kill you in your sleep, brother. I got time for that shit. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to switch the fucking charger to that one just in case that one's dead. Yeah. Dude, by the way, we didn't even, like, explain our fucking fits, bro. You know, Halloween style, bro. What does mine say? Mine is a lubricant expert, brother.
Lubrication expert.
You know how the fuck we roll.
What does that say on the other side? Let's take a look. In and out, automotive.
You know how the fuck we do?
In the back as well, don't you?
Yeah, can I flex the back for y'all real quick? What does it say, brother?
Big back, in and out, and it says deep pipe inspection, automotive. Since 69,
brother. That's what I'm saying. All right, now show up your fit, brother.
All right.
We got the fucking pipe laying expert here, brother.
I'm saying I'm supposed to be like a little roll tide.
This man went full fit, bro. This man got the.
I got no pants on. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see your legs, brother.
It might actually look pretty, you know, camouflagey. What does that say? Can you read?
It says we lay pipe. All night long. And then pipe laying expert right there, it says. And then on the back, it says, the deeper we go, the more you'll say whoa. That's right. Y'all know how the fuck we do, chat. What the fuck y'all talking about, bro?
That shit.
Okay, so we have another segment that we're going to do here. And we are going to paint some pumpkins, brother. So that's basically right. How we're going to do this one is one of us is going to be painting and shit. No.
We're both going to be painting.
Yeah, we're both going to be... Okay, so, yeah. How this is going to work is that we're both going to be painting a fucking pumpkin, right? And then, like, I guess after, like, what, 2 minutes or something like that, we'll switch?
Yeah, like 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Something like that? Okay. All right.
We'll be painting, then we're going to switch pumpkins every 3 minutes or so. Boom.
And then we'll just add, like, something to the other person's. And then we'll just keep switching, and then we'll see what kind of monstrosity we come up with. I can hear some coyotes in the background. That's nice. It's a little motherfucking cold, bro. It's getting really cold. Should we be scared right now? Should we be scared of this? Usually whenever there's, like, demonic presences, the temperature goes down, brother. And I'm getting significantly colder.
Also, it's almost November, so that's awesome.
Or it could just be the weather. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm lagging a little behind, not gonna lie. It's okay. We got... 1:40.
Jesus. Oh, brother. Did you get the right paint?
It's all right.
Brother.
Just put more paint, bro.
Dude, I don't think this man got water paint, bro.
It's okay. It'll dry.
No, it won't.
It's all right. It's only going to be like...
Chat.
30 seconds.
Dude, lads, what are we saying?
It's going to dry.
He's saying it's going to dry. It's gonna dry. What are we saying?
Put more paint on it.
Oh, my God, bro. Dude.
It's going
to
dry.
I'm so dead.
I'm like balls deep into the paint. Like, that's how it's coming out. So,
yo, oh, damn, bro.
Look at my art.
Okay. And then...
And you also have a story, I believe.
Oh, shit, you're right, brother. Dude, okay, so while we do this painting, dude, I'm going to tell you this motherfucking story. Now that we're talking on some spooky shit, right? So, here we go. Listen up, bro. And anybody that's watching right now. So, in Mexico, there's this, like, legend of the duendes, right? Which are evil dwarves that just live, like, hidden away from the general public. And so... I'm waiting for the coyotes to chill the fuck out.
You think it's gonna pick it up?
And so, listen, so I have this aunt that used to live in Mexico and shit when she was a kid. Oh, whoa. Perfect time.
Bro. It's time to switch pumpkins.
Here we go.
Grab it from the from where I'm grabbing it from, or the stem. What are you? Okay, okay.
See? You can't
Patrick Star vibes?
Shit, brother.
Patrick Star vibes.
Oh, and I know exactly what I'm gonna do.
Starting.
Oh, I need this one.
Okay, for some reason I wanna go with pink. This color is giving me pink vibes. You know, in school, like middle school, you know how we had the recorder? The flute recorder thing? I don't know if you had that.
I did,
you
brother.
Grew up in the poor section of the... I grew up in the Brooklyn side. It's not
such a bad thing.
Yeah, so I got the belt after black. There was, like, a lot of belts after black, apparently. And the belt after black for my school was hot pink. So I got hot pink. That's, like, the one I got up to. Did you... What'd you get up to?
I don't remember, brother. I was focused on women in school, brother.
You were in school. You were doing other shit. Okay. Are these supposed to be stars, bro? What's going on over here?
It was supposed to be stars, brother.
All right, so let's go ahead.
How did you clean this?
I'm using multiple brushes.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Let me use some of my water. All right, let me go back to my motherfucking story, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so listen. Well, here.
I should have picked him up.
Damn, this is so hard to multitask, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, this does not come off.
Use that cardboard to, like...
Wipe it off?
Yeah, wipe it off, I guess.
Dude, I don't know if y'all can hear that shit in the background, bro. There's some wild things in the background, and I'm gonna choose to ignore
it. Sorry, guys. It's because the real paint was out of my tax bracket, so... Watercolor has to do...
This motherfucker, bro.
Do
we have brown?
Some shit on the floor. You wanna scoop that up. Okay, I see what you mean. It's cause it works well with black. If you want to put black on, but it works well with black.
And then all right. So listen. She was living in Mexico when she was a kid, right? And so one day, my grandma, you know, decides to put her down in her, like, little crib kind of thingy outside. So out there, you know, you could do that shit. No problem, right? And it's broad daylight, by the way. So she goes inside and she just grabs something, you know, from her house, whatever. Just something just so casual. And she comes back outside to find that her baby is gone. My aunt is gone. Fully gone, bro. And the thing is, you could be like, oh, some cousin, something. No. Nobody was there. It was my grandma and my aunt as a baby at the time.
Get ready to switch. Might as well switch right now. Let it go off.
Bro, I put my hand through it. What am I looking at, bro? What is this atrocity?
What are we saying, chat? Oh, you can't even see, bro. That's insane.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I just got it on my forearm.
All right, so listen.
It's getting very messy. Very Lionel messy.
So then my grandma starts, like, freaking out. She's like, bro, like, what's happening? Like, where's my daughter at? She starts looking around, starts looking inside the house. Then starts gradually moving up. Started looking around the neighborhood and stuff like that. So they live kind of like in the mountains. It's a little more rural. Like it's a small little town. Like when I mean small town, I mean like probably like 20 houses type shit. And then just pure mountain all around them and shit. Eventually the whole like town starts looking everywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to like look in obscure places and shit like that. But it goes like hours pass by. Hours. Literally like probably like 12 hours, right? And then some guy, right? One of the local like ranchers, farmers, whatever you want to say, he happened to be just like up in the like mountains, like in the woods kind of area type shit. And I know where he hears a baby crying and he's like, what the fuck is a baby crying up here? And he just like walks around and boom, she's right there by herself, a little baby that cannot walk, by the way, right there by herself, just laying there crying and shit like that, far from her home. And it was just so inexplicable. They were like, dude, it had to be the duendes. It had to be like the little evil dwarves. Like, yeah. My grandma left her like just outside unattended for a little bit. And they took advantage and they were going to take her. And that, I guess the rancher just happened to be in the area that they were. They freaked out, dropped her. I don't know, something like that. But isn't that crazy, bro? Like, to this day, like, they swear on everything. They're like, bro, like, we don't know how she got there.
Have you seen the videos? The videos?
The videos of like the little like duendes and shit.
Like they like run around and shit.
I think they're like fake, bro. You think so? I've never seen like one that looked kind of like real.
But you've seen like the fake ones, I guess. Those videos that they like, you see how tall they are?
Nah, are they small or what?
They're like right here.
Oh, they're like super small.
They're like super small.
Like Lucky Charms type.
Yeah,
shit.
They're not like midgets, you know. they're right. Like down here. They're not like Oompa Loompas. They're down here. That shit looks scary.
Hell no. Y'all believe in shit like that? I don't know, bro. And even with that story, I'm like, I still don't believe in that shit. Not me personally, brother.
You just gotta wait until something happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've had shit. That's the thing. I've had shit happen to me before, bro. Like, I've been alone at night, and then, like, my fucking door knocks and shit. Like, I hear, like, knocking on my door, and then I go out, and there's nobody there. But then I'm like, oh, do you know this? You know, nothing crazy, nothing big, and shit like that. Oh, okay. I've had, like, you know... No, you know what's crazy? It wasn't even my front door. It was my room door, brother.
Okay. See, that's scary.
Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Bro, let me tell you that story. Oh, I said it once on a podcast. Like, I said it like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Okay,
last one, right?
Yeah, let's go. Fuck this, bro. This shit.
We're going to show our
okay, okay, creation. Okay, okay.
This was, I get some hair, bad. You know what I'm saying? I get some hair to it. Okay, hold on. Let me... I hate that sound, bro.
That's the anxiety alarm, brother. Can I show?
You
look at that.
Hair.
So this is what we drawing so far, chat. What was I about to say? Fuck, I was about to say some fire shit. I don't know. What were we talking about? Instances that have happened. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Okay, so I was home alone, dude. Listen to this, bro. I was home alone one day, right? I was chilling. My parents used to leave me alone.
Right.
That shit would not fly now. 2024, bro, you'd get CPS called.
CPS, yeah.
But back then, they would leave me alone. They'd go to the store. They'd go, like, see some family friends. I wouldn't want to go. This was probably when I was, like, around, like, 10 years old, right? So I was home alone in my room, right? In my room, I have, like, the full fucking lights blasting and everything like that. So I'm, like, chilling, whatever. It's, like, I've done this before. Boom. But outside in the living room and, like, all the other rooms, like, it's all complete darkness, bro. Like, nothing. And so I'm chilling, just probably watching TV. And then out of nowhere, boom, 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 boom. Like, loud, bro. I swear on everything I love. loud on my bedroom door. Now, you would think that it would be like the front door. No, bro. It was my bedroom door. Boom, 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 boom. And I just kind of like freeze. At that point, you don't know what to do. You freeze. You're like, oh, intruder, like paranormal shit. What's going on right now? Bro, so then like I turn off the TV so I can like be like, did I hear this right? Like, was it that front door and it just kind of like echoed into my room door? And then like nothing. So then I'm like, bro, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I have to go out there and see what the fuck it is. That's like the famous like last words that anybody's ever said, bro. I walk out my room door, nothing, bro. So then I start getting fucking scared and shit. So I just close it, I lock it, I'm like, holy shit. And then again, boom, like a loud boom. But this time I hear like, I think like outside or something like that. I don't know. I hear like another boom. Mm-hmm. So then I just like, I just run out the room. I run out my house. I don't even think I closed it. And I went to my like next door neighbors. Like they were my friends and shit. And I start knocking on the door. I'm like, yo, they come out. And I'm over there like bawling my eyes out. And I'm like, dude, what happened? Like, what the hell was wrong with you? And I'm like, dude, and I explained them the story. I'm like, dude, like somebody knocked on my door, but like my bedroom door. And, you know, like their parents and shit, like they just like comforted me. And I just stayed there until like, oh, and then so the dad went over to like the house, like my house.
Oh, to check it. Yeah.
To check it. And he was like, no, I'm like nothing's there. Like nobody was there.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
It brushes down.
Look at this.
Okay, so dare show. Do we dare show?
This is it. This was the creation, bro. That one is a little fucked, brother. Yeah, that looks like an abomination.
This was Anthony's.
Dude, if I saw this shit in the woods, brother, I would freak out.
Got some hair going.
Hell no.
I don't think they can see it, but.
Let's let the paranormal fucking shit in these woods take those motherfucking pumpkins, bro. Yo, so listen. He came back, he was like, nothing was there. Like, I don't know what happened. And so, like, they just comforted me and waited till my parents got home. And then I told my parents the story and they didn't believe me. They did not believe me.
What'd they say, though?
They're like, nah, it was just somebody in the front door. Like, they were knocking. They probably knocked loud. You got Dinon ditched. And, like, you know, it, like, echoed into the room. Because sometimes, I don't know if you guys have it in your house, but, like, in my house sometimes, like, if you open the door, like, and then close it, like, hard enough, like, it sends kind of like a pressure into like the rest of the room, like the rest of the house. So then like everything else kind of like moves a little bit.
That's like that. I get scared sometimes because it closed by itself, but it's just the pressure.
Holy shit.
When I open my door, my room door.
Yeah.
If I open it, like just swing it open, the fucking bathroom would just like shut up, like shut fucking hard as fuck.
Yeah. And they just didn't believe me till this day. They never believe me. But it happened, brother. It happened. And even with that, I still don't believe in this shit. So, yeah. It could be what they said. Like, you know, somebody probably could have ding-dong-dished me, and, like, the pressure probably just hit my door. I don't know.
That doesn't sound believable.
What, you think it was a ghost, brother?
I think somebody got... I mean, no one has access to your house, right?
Nobody.
It's locked, right?
Oh, the front door was locked, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
So, when I went out there, I had to, like, unlock it to run out. Crazy shit, right?
The duendes, bro.
They were wildin', bro. Nah. What kind of shit do you believe in? Like, out of all the folklore, right? American, Mexican, or anything of, like, overseas, whatever. Like, what do you really believe when it comes to spooky shit?
Like, witchcraft.
You believe in witchcraft?
Like witches. I don't know if you've seen that. I'm sure you've seen the video. I don't know if that's important, but...
Nah.
I'm sure you've seen the video. That famous video in Mexico when there's a witch flying... over.
Yeah, them fucking fake ass videos, brother. Dude, they're all fake, bro.
Are they? Okay.
Yes, dude, they're all fake.
I'm hoping
dude.
It's fake.
Dude, they're all fake. But you know what's crazy? Those videos are gonna get like weirder and like more real, like with like AI and shit.
Oh, yeah.
AI is gonna make those all look so fucking real, bro. Like, it's gonna be insane. So, witchcraft type shit. So, you believe in like the women that like perform spells and they curse you and shit like that?
Yeah, like curses and shit like that.
Bro. I don't know.
Voodoo dolls? I don't think so.
I've heard of instances where, like, people have gone to, like, the witches and shit, and then the witches will tell them, like, shit about their life that's about to happen.
I don't know if it's...
What?
There's lights moving. You see them? Like, over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hoping they don't come any closer.
Chat, bro. All
right.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so it's getting a little more fucking wild over here. No cap, bro. What was I gonna say? What was I saying?
Witches.
Oh yeah. I've heard of instances where like people have gone to like the witches and they tell them things of like what has happened in their life and what's gonna happen in their life, and then like those end up happening and shit like that.
I don't want to know. So like,
like how you're gonna die type shit, or who somebody's like they're gonna like, be like, yo, somebody's gonna die in your family. Like
I don't want to know. I want it to be like, you know, I guess a surprise or whatever. I like to live my life in the moment, not trying to worry you like, oh yeah, I'm gonna die this day, like this, like that.
I wanna try it. I wanna try it for the one time. Cause like I said, oh shit. Bro, what are you doing? I wanna try it for the one time, just to verify. Like, I wanna see, like, all right, tell me what's up. And then see if they tell me some like bullshit, like some generic shit. Right. Like, oh, you're gonna like be happy, but then something bad's gonna happen to you. Like I feel like they just say shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They gotta say something kind of like specific to you. Like,
super specific. Like your grandma that lives in LA is gonna pass away the next week.
Right.
And if it happens, I'll be like, okay.
Some of them also say like things about your past. You know?
Yeah.
Like you had a friend who passed away or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But again, I think they just say generic shit. I think they just say like shit that like maybe probably everybody has gone through. You know what I'm saying? If I were to believe in something, I think I would probably believe in like some kind of like maybe mermaids or something like that.
The sirens?
Or yeah, like sirens, like something. Okay, so I guess what I'm thinking in my head is not mermaids. It's not what you think of, like the sirens.
Right.
I think of like a creature, like an intelligent creature below water. Oh, yeah. I've always been fascinated by the water. I feel like there was always something hidden that's like intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Like there's been a lot of instances where they've like filmed things or they heard things like underwater whenever they're like submarines and shit. And they like, you know, they say like it's the sirens or whatever. But like,
yeah, a lot of people say they're more scared of the water than space.
Dude, I mean, and it's so dark. You can see from here out into space, you can kind of like see, like more so infrared, whatever, but can't see into water.
Oh, no, that's just pitch.
You don't know what's down there, brother. Like, even in a lake, like, dude, think about it like a lake. You jump into a lake, you open your eyes, you can't see nothing. Now, imagine the ocean, bro. The vast amount of things in there, how deep it is, how cold it is.
That's probably like the worst way, like my worst fear right there.
Like, imagine being surrounded by like a mile of water, up and down, left and right. Dark.
Titanic, bro, vibes.
Like sharks.
Well, that would be too bad just because there's people around us, but if you're like all alone in the ocean, pitch black, nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I think another thing would probably be like some kind of like creature, like aliens type shit. Now that's the shit that I truly 100% am convinced that shit is real.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like they like,
I wouldn't say I'm scared of them. I'm very and more like interested.
Intrigued. Like, me as well. Because I feel like
I want them to come and probe me.
Probe me? Dude.
Yo. I mean, if I want that to happen, I just gotta go to the Diddy's house.
I want them
to, like, abduct me. Because, you know, there's stories and shit like that. Like, people get abducted.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do it like how everyone thinks with the freaking the space, the saucer, and then the light comes and they drag you like that. Nah, I don't think it's like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know. Like, I think, like, the instances of, like, them taking people, that's always been so cool to me. But I think that's, like, the scariest part. If we're talking spooky vibes, I think that, like, that's the scary part about it. Like, if you were to get, like, abducted and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
because
then what happens? You know, like, it could be one of two ways. Like, they could abduct you and then take you to a fucking, like, cool advanced civilization.
Like, if they do abduct us, like, we pass the vibe check, you know what I'm saying? They fuck with us, and you know what I'm saying?
You gotta be their dude, you gotta be like their jester, bro. You gotta perform and shit. You gotta like tell jokes, make them happy, be like, yo, chill, don't probe me, don't put no experiments on me,
not without my consent. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy because Trump, I think it was him, right? He was like the one that released the files or whatever. He was like, yo, they're real for real. I've already talked to him.
What he did was that he said that there have been unidentified, like, crafts
Oh, okay.
But he didn't say that it was, like, alien specific. That's up to interpretation, basically. He said, like, you know, because it could be, like, foreign nations that, like...
he said he did talk with one of them.
Like, nah, he spoke to him or her.
Or they / them. I don't know. This motherfucker. I don't know how they identify up there. I'm not trying to offend nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That would be cool. I think that the government is hiding some shit like that. Like, they do have probably, like, info, like... Even if they don't have concrete proof that they exist, I think they have some kind of info of, like, some damning fucking information.
I believe they have...
alien. They have one.
They have dead bodies of aliens, I believe. And I believe they have some that are just captive, like, they're...
Well, if you want to hear the fucking awesome alien stories, bro, go back 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I did a Halloween episode, you know what I'm saying? I was in a big red cup. You can see it. If you scroll down, you'll see it. And then there's, like, an alien thumbnail. It was a fire thumbnail, by the way. Fire episode. I spoke about, like, this instance in Brazil. That was, like, the best story I can, like...
Like, the most.
Find. The most real one that I'm convinced. Okay. I'm fully convinced that it's real, bro. It's called the Virginia Brazil crash incident. You know what I'm saying? So... There's been instances where people, like, whole towns have seen, like, aliens, like, type shit, like, roaming around, like, oh, hell no, bro. What about, like, when you were younger? Did you believe in, like, La Llorona, like, Chupacabra type?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Do you still believe in it?
Yeah. I don't believe they're here, like, in the United States.
Bro, they don't have their visa, bro.
You know what I'm saying? They don't got their passport.
Room, dude.
They got a whole system how this shit works, you know what I'm saying?
Leslie, what up, bro? Long time no see. Is that your Leslie?
I think it is. It's my sister.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
How's it going?
We're in the woods.
We're in the haunted forest.
You know what I'm saying? How's South Korea? Let me know.
For real.
I'm in South Korea.
What time is it over there? Is it morning? It's
13 hours ahead. It's like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, probably like 11 in the afternoon type shit. Nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah, La Llorona, that shit. Like, did you believe it? Yeah,
I would, like...
But would you be scared at night?
Huh?
Would you be scared at night? Like, knowing, like, thinking, like, oh, is that shit, like, in my backyard or something like that?
Well, when I went to Mexico, I would. Because I knew that shit was real. Like, not that I knew, but, like, I just really believed in it. You know?
Yeah.
I've heard stories and shit like that. But I've never, you know...
So I'm not
anything like that.
Yeah, I was not always like this. I was not, because like I said, I don't believe in none of that shit. So I think now that I'm immune to it. So that's the fucking cheat code. If you don't believe it, it can't affect you. Okay. That's why I'm at a resting heart rate right now, bro. Because I don't believe in this shit. We're in a haunted forest, bro, and I don't believe in this. So I'm not gonna get affected. I'm not gonna get fucking possessed and anything like that, right? But there, I wasn't always like this. When I was a kid. Obviously, my parents, like, taught me all the, like, stories.
They try to scare you.
That's what I hate, bro. I hate...
Like, be disciplined.
Exactly. I hate when parents do that shit, especially with our culture. Our culture is very, like, fear-based. They discipline with fear. And I do it sometimes, too, like, I guess with my kid, but, like, to a certain extent. You know, I don't put, like, those, like, demons and all that kind of shit in their head. Because, like, I feel like that... does kids more harm. Like, they won't learn to be like by themselves and shit.
Oh,
holy fuck.
Galaxy.
Who gave us a galaxy?
Wow.
Oh, Leslie.
Leslie, thank
dude,
you.
Dude, Leslie, thank you so much for the galaxy, bro.
The galaxy.
Dude, I really appreciate it, bro. Saludos desde Corea del Sur.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
So and we're in a haunted forest, by the way. I got your brother out here. How did I do it? I don't know, bro. Thank you so much though, dude. I really appreciate it.
What'd you say?
Holy fuck. It's payday, bro.
It is payday.
Dude, that's for crazy. Real. What was I saying? I'm fucking smoking my...
Disciplining kids.
Yeah, I don't believe in... and we have a mother, Miss Leslie.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about this. I don't like disciplining my kids with, like, that culture, like, that was fed to us, like, the Mexican culture of, like, fear. I'm not going to be telling my kids that, like, the demonic shit and, like that. I think from the jump, we're going to have that conversation. Holy fuck.
I think it's almost time to wrap it up, eh?
For real. We're going to have that conversation of like, hey, you're going to hear things like about things like this. Like, people are going to use the word demon. People are going to use the word like devil, spirits, whatever. And be like, all those things are like not real. Like, they're going to use that to try to scare you. But like, I'm going to teach them like how to be fearless. Because like I said, that's where I was going at. it teaches them not to be independent. They're going to always rely on you when they're scared and stuff like that. So this is where I was leading to. When I was a kid, like, I'd be scared. I'd be, like, so scared. I'd be in my room and shit. My parents wouldn't be home, of course, and it'd be dark. And I'd be like, bro, like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, my heart's racing at 1,000. So then I would just start, like, putting my head under my blanket, and I just start, like, praying, bro. I prayed, like, 1,000 times. I'd be like, yo, protect me, protect me. Like, and I was fine, you know? And then eventually, you know, I figured that I'd, like, try to get out of it and try to, like, figure out my own ways to not be, like, scared anymore. So I would go in, like, places, like, such as this one, a haunted forest.
Right.
I would take my...
alone, ever.
Yeah, that's insane, right? I would take myself to, like, you know, dark rooms. I, like, rock around the house. Like, I've said this before in the pod, but...
Oh, on purpose? Like...
On purpose.
Just to...
To just prove to myself. Nothing's gonna happen to me.
Bruh.
If you prove yourself, like, prove it to yourself, like, hey, this won't happen to me, then you're like, oh, actually,
you know,
it's not real.
You know what's something that I do that I've been doing since I was a kid?
What?
I still check for monsters or, like, not monsters per se, but, like, you know, evil things behind shower curtains.
Mm.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I gotta, or, like, not even.
Try to catch them lacking?
Straight through, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, I'll catch you one time.
Every single time. I'm not even capping here. I just, little peek, we good?
I bet. All right, cool, bro. I can live, I can shit piss peacefully.
Yes, I can at least have one last shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I used to have to do that as well, bro. Probably when I was, like, you know, 12. I had to check under my bed. I had to, like, keep the lights on, close the closet door. What about you, bro? Closet door?
It's just wide open, bro. The bathroom door is closed, though. I don't like looking into darkness, you know?
Rob said, get some pre-workout and fight the demon.
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
For real, bro. Dude.
Dude, I'd be drinking pre-workout every day, bro. That should be having me itchy.
Yeah, I hate that. That's why I don't drink that shit, bro.
Oh, you don't like it? I like the feeling.
Dude, I got goosebumps, bro. And it's cold as shit right now.
From the
I don't know. Stars. What y'all think, dude? I got goosebumps right now. Is it some demon shit right now? Or
on demon time
is
right
it
now.
Cold as fuck right now? Because I think it's both.
Be on demon time.
Yeah. Fuck it. I think this is a good, nice little ending to the podcast.
You want to tell them the giveaway or what?
Okay. So, lads, if y'all made it this far, and I guess we'll probably post this clip, right? She laughed. He got a shit. Okay. So, if y'all made it this far, we have a giveaway for you guys, right? A $50 giveaway.
That's right.
Sponsored by N85 from the company card.
That's right. $50. $50 for you guys.
So basically all you have to do, right, is we're going to be posting a picture of us together, you know, nice and fucking lit.
Type.
All you have to do is repost that picture to your story. And then as well as the episode, this episode that you're watching right now, copy the link. And on Instagram, you could put a nice, like, link on your story. So repost the picture with the link on it. And then that'll send us, oh, and I guess tag us too. So tag us as well. That way it'll send us a notification of who actually did it. So then we'll go through and we'll check who did it and we'll put you guys down on the list. And then next episode, we're going to be live and we're going to spin it. We're going to spin the thing and then you'll see who won the $50 and shit like that. So easy $50. We'll send it cash, Zelle, Cash App, anything and right. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever y'all need, bro.
Yeah, for real. But thank you guys for watching, bro. We're going to get out of this fucking haunted forest. It's kind of motherfucking wild.
Bye.
Bye, Leslie. Thank you for being here, bro. Thank you for the fucking galaxy, bro. That shit is insane, bro.
Appreciate it.